Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
One group that always expresses themselves is the Sound of Blackness. They have been recording and winning Grammys and representing Minnesota well for decades. So proud of that group and the work that they're doing. Now, you know, in the first hour, the first guest I had on the show was Patty Aiken, who has been with the Sounds of Blackness for about 30 years. She's doing a little Shop of Horrors with Theater 55 in St. Paul. And so, of course, I had to ask during the commercial break, hey, Patty, what's going on with the Sounds of Blackness? She said, oh, they're in the studio today. I said, oh, really? Well, I got to figure out what's going on because I'm nosy and I like to know what folks are doing. So I figure I get Gary Hines from the Sounds of Blackness on the show. He's joining me now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Gary, I just have to ask, sir, what's going on? Y'all recording some new music? What's happening?
Well, first of all, belated happy Valentine's Day, Queen Shaletta.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even say, hey, I'm so nosy. I got excited. I thought I got me a little scoop. I didn't even speak to you.
It's all good.
I didn't speak to you because I get excited when I get scoops. Okay, so hey, how you doing? What's going on?
I am, as we speak, in the studio of a gentleman who does the sound for you at your church, Fellowship, Mr. Carl Diemer of Atomic K Productions.
Yes.
And yes, so a shout out to you from him. And we are laying some tracks for a new forthcoming single called Unstoppable.
Okay, now you got to tell me about Unstoppable because I just feel like that might be my new theme song. Okay, who's singing it? How'd you write it? What's the inspiration? Y'all heard it here first. Sounds of Blackness is working on a new song, and we even got the title to the track, Unstoppable.
We do. And we don't have the vocals on it yet. Like I said, we're literally just laying the foundation now, what we call pre-production. You know what that means. So that's for those that don't know, that's just the starting point of recording. So we're at those early stages for that. And Unstoppable Shaletta is about really people, inspiration, motivation, certainly at a core of it, the African-American experience, but something that everybody can relate to, that no matter what is put up against you, and especially all of the barriers and rollbacks that are happening in this day and time, that we've been through it all and we are still unstoppable.
Wow, that is going to be amazing. Now, when will you all start laying down the vocals?
Actually, we'll be doing some recording this coming Tuesday at HSRA, High School Recording Arts. So shout out to HSRA. And that actually will be for another project we're doing. We're doing an anthem for the great organization Twin Cities Rise. And that's also the title of that song, which was also done here at Atomic K, Twin Cities Rise. So we've got a couple of things going on as we prepare next week for a few of us to go and represent Sounds of Blackness in Los Angeles at the NAACP Image Awards, because our current single called Thankful, written by our own Jamecia Bennett and Buddy McClain, is nominated for an NAACP Image Award.
And so you're going to be leaving, what, like Wednesday or Thursday to go to L.A. for this big award?
We are. We'll be taking off Thursday representing Sounds of Blackness and representing, of course, as you said earlier, Minnesota. And this is a chance to thank you and CCO and the entire region and state for supporting Sounds of Blackness. This month is actually our 54th anniversary.
Wow. Okay. Now, this is the NAACP Image Awards. Sounds of Blackness is up for an award. They'll leave on Thursday. We need to keep y'all in our prayers because we definitely want you guys to win this award because you represent Minnesota so well. And, you know, 50 plus years. This month is the anniversary of the group. You know, a lot of people talk about leaving a legacy and a history. What do you want the legacy of the group to be?
We want the legacy, Shaletta, to be ongoing, first of all. Professor Mahmoud El-Khadi told us years ago at McAllister College when we were first starting, a shout out to McAllister, by the way, for Sounds of Blackness to be more than just a band, but to be a cultural institution. And so right now, many of our members are actually offspring of original members. So this is really Sounds of Blackness second generation, and we want there to be a third and fourth and fifth into the future.
And, you know, the one thing that I appreciate about is that you all really pour into the young people. You work with young people. You bring them in. They're a part of the group. The group is 50 years old, but you've got 20 and 30 year old people. How important is it for you, Gary, to make sure that young people get an opportunity to sing and be a part of the group as you travel the world singing these uplifting and inspirational tunes?
Queen Shaletta, it's extraordinarily important to incorporate our youth and to work with younger groups. One of the ones that also records here at Atomic K is None Above, the great family band. Mm-hmm. We've been blessed to have them a part of our shows and videos and recordings and us to be a part of theirs. Forgiven, and of course at HSRA when we did Royalty. And so that's an ongoing legacy of Sounds of Blackness, to always involve our youth.
And it is so important that you do that and give so many young people hope. Okay, now, we all know you're going out there to L.A. For the NAACP Image Awards. Sounds of Blackness is up for an award. Now, you got to tell me this, two things. Which award are you up for? And number two, will you prepare a speech? Do you already have something kind of prepared in case you win, or do you go up there and wing it? Like, what's your methodology? You know, because Sounds of Blackness has got Grammy Awards and so many other awards. And, you know, I often wonder, like, when y'all are getting ready to go up there, did he write something down? Did he memorize this? How do y'all get ready? In case you win.
Well, to answer your questions, Queen Shaletta, our category is in the recording category, and specifically outstanding group traditional. And we're up against some heavyweights. And to answer part two of your question, no, I never prepare a written statement. I just let the Lord speak through me, you know, if we're blessed to win, and go and roll with it like that.
All right. Well, I cannot wait. I know you're going to have it on social. Have you picked out your outfits yet? Because I know Jamecia, she probably like got all the glitter in Minnesota and put something together, and she's going to be fabulous. But what are the rest of y'all wearing? Do y'all coordinate? Does everybody kind of do their own thing?
It is so great that you asked that, because our stylist, Stephanie Hardigan, everybody calls her Stevie. A shout out to her. She's based here locally out in St. Louis Park. As we speak, is designing some outfits for us for the red carpet. And again, just four of us are going to represent the group, but she's making those outfits for us so that we can not only represent Sounds of Blackness, but Minnesota as in the grandest fashion as we can. And then we want to invite also everybody to the Minneapolis Institute of Arts on March 7th, because the great Alicia Keys is bringing an exhibit here, and we'll be providing the music for that great event.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I have heard about that. I have seen the billboards on the buses, and it
yes.
is just going to be amazing. And you guys are going to be doing the, oh my God, that's going to be fun. Okay. All right. And then that way. Okay. So you got, okay. So here's an idea. If you win, right, can you bring
yes.
the trophy with you to the event at the Art Institute, and then that way we can all pick it up and take pictures with it and feel like it's kind of ours too?
Queen Shaletta, your wish is my command.
All right, there we go. We got a date. Gary Hines from the Sounds of Blackness. I know you got to get back into the studio to finish this track, Unstoppable. But please promise me, number one, that you will bring the trophy to the Minneapolis Institute of Art. But also, when you got that track, send it to me so I can play it on the show, and then we can get together and talk about it.
You have my solemn promise. You will be the first, and I promise you that. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Gary. And thank y'all for listening. Don't forget, we've got another hour and 15 minutes of the Shaletta Show. When we come back, you will not believe how much folks are paying for these Beyonce tickets. Stick around. I'll tell you.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.